Next, we're going to try to unravel what has happened to the famed photographer Annie Leibovitz, or more specifically to her finances. A New York-based art company loaned her $24 million last year. It was a one-year loan. Last month, the company filed suit claiming that Leibovitz was not keeping her end of the bargain. Alan Sulkin outlined the photographer's troubles in a New York Times article.
Annie Leibovitz is probably the most famous living photographer. Her extremely famous pictures include that photo on the cover of Vanity Fair with Demi Moore, naked and pregnant, and the photo of John Lennon, naked and curled around Yoko Ono, which was taken the day that he was actually killed.
So she's an artist, she's an acclaimed artist, and we should mention that she's also in a lucrative business. Magazines sell based on the cover, so they've got to pay her if she's the best photographer out there.
That's right. She has a contract with Vanity Fair that's worth supposedly tens of millions of dollars during the course of her lifetime.
So how would she end up tens of millions of dollars in debt?
It's unclear how she exactly ran up all those expenses. What we do know is that she was running a studio in New York City that it seemed like the expenses got out of control. She then sold that studio and she bought three townhouses in Greenwich Village. She bought two at first and was doing a very expensive renovation of them. And that caused the neighboring townhouse to be structurally unsound. She got sued. She then bought that townhouse. At the same time as all this was happening, she had a lot of tumult in her personal life. She added two children to her family. Her longtime partner, Susan Sontag, who's a writer, had died. Her mother and her father also died, all of this in the last 5 years.
So you have this famous photographer who now becomes one of the more famous examples, maybe the most famous example, of people who have rights to some kind of artwork and end up having to basically pawn it. How's that work?
Well, there's a company in New York City called Art Capital Group, and they are basically a high-end pawn shop. Anybody can go to them with their artworks, their Cezannes, Picassos, and get a loan against them up to 40% of the appraised value. Just like if you had a nice Rolex, you could go to the corner pawn shop and get, you know, a couple $1,000 loan on it at a high interest rate. So with Annie, what happened was she approached Art Capital looking for a loan, and they said, okay, you sign over the rights to all of your photographs that you've ever taken, and you use your real estate as collateral. She has risked something worth quite a lot of money, her entire artistic legacy, in order to get a loan.
Where do you see this case going next?
Annie Leibovitz owes Art Capital $24 million plus interest in fees on September 8th, 2009. So
It's not a payment that's due. The whole loan is due on September 8th?
That's right. This was a one-year loan. You could look at it as a bridge loan. This was a one-year loan in which it was assumed, Art Capital says, that she would have to sell her archive within a year in order to pay down the loan, and that she had agreed for them to be the seller. So unless she can come up with $24 million, according to the documents in the lawsuit, she is going to be in default of a very expensive loan. It is always possible that somebody is going to come in and say, okay, we'll give her $50 million for the archive and she'll pay back the loan and she won't own her photographs anymore, but she will not be in debt.
Alan Sulkin is a reporter for the New York Times. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.